אנחנו
עוברים לטס.
טס, אין לנו טס בחומר לימוד.
We're moving to TESS. TESS we don't have in the study material right now, but we can get it.
אפשר לארגן טס.
Yes.
רגע, מה שאתה רוצה. אין בעיה.
We can get to TESS in a moment. It's all doable.
What do we have? I got confused.
Well, basically, we have work in faith above reason, we have portion via tse, and we have connection of the world in the last generation.
Better test.
Okay, no problem. We'll get organized. So, friends, let's get organized with volume one.
Volume 1, part 2, page 66, chapter 5, item 51.
נון א', 100%. אז אנחנו לומדים בתלמוד 10 הספירות, כרך א'.
Okay, so we will go to TESS, to volume 1.
כן. זה יותר קרוב.
To item 61.
It's closer to what we talked about compared to what we had planned.
הפרש שבין צמצום לבין מסך. נון א'. ואחר שכבר ידענו היטב.
So we are looking at item 51. Item 51, the difference between Tzimtzum and Masach. Once we learned the four degrees in the will to receive one below the other, well, in its accurate measure, we will now explain the matter of the Tzimtzum and Masach and the difference between them. The Tzimtzum has already been thoroughly explained in part 1 and in O Pnimi, and we need not repeat the words here. The primary issue that we need for our concern is the Hishtavut that took place there.
Next, there's nothing to add here.
The item 52, the four Prinot received the Tzimtzum, the matter of cause and consequence. It has been explained above that since the light of Ein Sof is completely even, it had to restrict itself evenly on all sides. This means that all four Prinot that were restricted are of equal level, without a discernment of Zakut and of Yut that locate the four degrees one below the other, down to Prina Daled, the lowest and most of them all. Rather, they are evened out.
וכל מה שנתווסף בצמצום להבחין בה יותר מבאין סוף.
All that was added in the Tzimtzum that can be discriminated in it more than in Ein Sof is only the matter of the four phases and how they generate each other and hang down from one another by way of cause and consequence. The first phase is the reason and the cause of the emergence of the second phase, and the second phase is the cause of the third phase. The third phase is the cause of the fourth phase. However, in terms of Zakut, purity and virtue, they are completely equal.
Meaning from the outset, there were actual phases that one came out of the other, and none of them was worse or purer or coarser. Rather, they emerge from one another as cause and consequence only. Clear, right? Let's go.
There weren't cause and consequence in the four phases in Ein Sof. 53. This matter of cause and consequence that still divides them into four phases could not emerge in Ein Sof prior to the Tzimtzum. Even in the Kli, in general, it is not apparent there. Rather, it is completely like the light, as it is written in part 1. However, after the light of Ein Sof departed from these Prinot, they became apparent, and what we must now discern became disclosed. Namely, the light of Ein Sof itself, meaning what they had before the restriction. The four Bchinot themselves remained empty of light, because after the restriction, it became apparent that these phases have nothing in common with the light of Ein Sof as it was prior to the restriction. It is like a candle that is merged in with a torch. It becomes indistinguishable. However, when separated from the torch, it becomes apparent to all.
Meaning, although there was no cause and consequence, you couldn't tell the difference between these phases. It's all because the upper light was dwelling in them, controlling them. That's how it was organized. But when the upper world, upper light departed from them, then the difference between them became apparent, how each is the cause of the other one. What you weren't able to see was because the upper light filled them. When the upper light is present, then there's no way to discover any relationship, any relationship of higher and lower between them. The upper light completes everything that can be in one relative to the other, both good and bad, it doesn't matter. The upper light fills everything. This is its quality, the quality of the Creator, wholeness. Merkaz One.
What is Tzimtzum built from?
We spoke about the restriction here? Where?
Yes, Tzimtzum and Masach.
Where?
Didn't we read about restriction and screen?
We read one word.
That's what I'm asking about.
No, I'm not talking about it then. If you're not asking according to what we're discussing, don't ask. Don't be smarter than others.
PT19.
It says after the Tzimtzum, because the Bchinot are as one with the light of Ein Sof as before the Tzimtzum. What does that mean, that everything was created before the Tzimtzum?
Yeah. Now I see the action of the reforming light, the resurrection of the dead. We had Tzvika, he disappeared for a week, and suddenly he has a question and he's back to life.
I woke up. Yeah.
Woke up, a whole week of sleeping.
I wasn't asleep, I was just in some operation, national operation.
Okay, we're going to hear about it, read about it in the newspapers.
So he says that because all the phases are one with the light of Ein Sof before the restriction. What does it mean?
Where is it written?
He writes that after the Tzimtzum, the phases don't have equivalence with the upper light as they were before the Tzimtzum.
Yeah, when the light departed, we could see that the light filled, completed, perhaps concealed all the discernment that existed between the four phases of direct light. And when the light departed, we can see the matter, and the matter is different.
Can we see the implications in our world now and the work in the tens?
We don't have much to say. Let's say in ascent and descent. How when we are in the good state in the ascent, we have no demands from one another. We're in a state that everything is good. We're all together. You know how everything works out. But when something stops working, we see that the light is departing, and I discover that the friends are not friends, everything is wrong, nobody wants to hear and be heard, and so on and so forth. Where does it come from? We think it comes from us, but in truth, as we see here, the upper light, when it's there, You don't see any flaws, will it? The parts, all the flaws appear.
You said a sentence that really got to me. You said that we can feel everything around us only through the tent. So I want to ask you, if a person encounters a problem or he has this sense, how can he do this through the tent? He feels it personally.
That's exactly what he has to do. All these descents, there's no other reason. They're precisely so that he would need the 10 and complete the complement, the descent into a higher ascent.
I need to share with the 10 if I have a strong descent. I need to share with them.
You can ask,
can they help me get out of it?
But other than that, in addition, you can ask from them in a way that they don't hear. Meaning you come to them, you participate, you do everything to the extent that you invest in them, you can receive an awakening and forces from them.
But they see I'm in a descent, you know, they see. How can they help me get out of the mud that I'm in, if it's even possible?
They can, but nevertheless, you have to ask. Maybe they don't want to disturb you. They treat you like a patient who needs time to recuperate. There are all kinds of situations. I think you need to get into such states. We don't even need to talk. You feel right away there's something going on. Just like we felt, you disconnected for a week. Everything became quiet, calm, good relationships, no one incites frictions between us. What happened with Tzvika, we asked, on the one hand. On the other hand, we thought, how nice it is, everything is quiet. So to bring him back to life, or to leave him in that same state? We weren't able to make a decision, and you showed up.
I didn't have a computer with me. That's the problem.
We'll think about you. We'll think. Your problem is that we are throwing a rope to you. To get you out of the hole, and you don't see the rope. You also don't care about the hole. You're willing to sit there and live there and continue this way.
Just keep being in the mud.
So pay attention to the tent, to these states where they throw you a rope.
Вызывает много вопросов. И четыре стадии сами по себе остались пустыми от света, так как после сокращения раскрылось.
It awakens many questions. The four phases too are empty of light. It says because then after the restriction you discover these phases are not one with the light, but the Binah cleaned itself from the light. Then how can phase four decide that it's now clean from the light?
Because the fourth phase receives from the previous phases. When the light departs from all the previous, when she removes the light removes itself from all the previous phases, because there's nothing partial in spirituality. If one of the spheres removes the light from her, the light departs from everything. Spirituality is wholeness. 10 is 10, it's not neither 9 nor 11, can't be any other way, because there's no, you can't have a complete vessel unless it has 10 in it. So if Malchut stops receiving, the light must depart from all the previous discernments, phases. This is the law.
It turns out that when phase 3 decided to be fulfilled, then at the same time, what happens with the second phase?
Of course, every phase that decides to draw the light, it awakens all the other phases. That's its work. Chaver.
Boker Tov, Rav.
Boker Tov.
Good morning, Rav. The concept of cause and consequence is very important for the for research of reality. Does this concept in spirituality, is it something that can be used only with respect to the Kli, not the light? Or you can still also research the light with that concept?
No, you can't investigate the light. Even in corporeality, we don't explore the light, but we explore the results from the light. The results from the actions of the light on something. That's what we explore and study, and accordingly we can say something about the light's nature. But only in this way. It's called from your actions, we shall know you. This is our attitude towards a spiritual study.
So what we now learned is until there was a departure of the light from the Kli, so this means that only the light was in the first three steps.
You can't even say that it was unless it came to the fourth phase and it accepts it, receives it. Brother, we're just speaking this way. You know, like when you study something in science, you speak this way, but it's all because it was revealed in the fourth phase.
They say that all the light fulfills the world of Ensof through the four phases. And what's changing? What's the difference between each and every phase? Is the light changing or just the will to receive?
Only the desire. The light doesn't change. The light is constant in its nature and its quality. Rather, all the changes are in the vessels, in the desire.
Africa.
Thank you, Rav. Our question is, we learn that there's no empty place in spirituality, but here it says that the four Behinot remained empty because after the Tzimtzum, it became apparent that the Behinot have nothing in common with the light of Ein Sof. So we want to ask that, what is an empty place in spirituality? And what exactly does he mean by the four Behinot were empty prior to the Tzimtzum?
The will to receive that developed in the light, developed from the root phase to the fourth phase, discovered the light that fills it, created it, arranged it, even invited the restriction in it. And when the fourth phase was restricted, the light departed from all the previous phases, and in none of the phases there was any more light. This is called restriction. After the restriction, with the reshimot, meaning the roshim, the impression of the light filling the vessel, and then later the light departing from the vessel and the empty vessel, from all these states, the vessel has to decide what to do next. Because the first action that took place was very special against the Creator. The vessel restricted itself and did not want to use the desire that the Creator created in it.
One more question, please.
Yes.
It also says that the light becomes indistinguishable after it's merged with the candle. So we want to ask, what is this quality in the group that makes this quality indistinguishable? How can we copy this quality in the group?
Yes.
אם אנחנו מייצבים מעצמנו אפילו פעולה
if we arrange from ourselves even the smallest actions of filling
ובמידה הזאת אנחנו מרגישים ששייכים לו
And to the extent that we are cleaved to the Creator, we feel ourselves belonging to Him. But we have to arrange the bestow like a candle toward the Creator as a torch. And then, on the one hand, we seemingly enter the Creator and are swallowed there. But on the other hand, we feel ourselves in adhesion with the Creator, and this adhesion is built on top of the fact that we are a candle, although we are inside the torch. And we grow these candles more and more, each and every one, until we become such a one great candle, connected, made up of millions of tiny candles until we become like the Creator. This is called the light and the vessel become equal. They complete one another. This is the end of correction.
Almata.
Спасибо, Раф. Я надеюсь, вопрос к месту. Вот говорится о том, что свет, он... Ну, однородный, да? И...
Thank you, Rabbi. I hope the question is in the right place. It is said that the light is has one color and one direction, and with respect to it, all the other phases are completely evened out. Does it mean that in terms of the feeling, the light is like complete unconditional love to the friends?
It's not light like the light of sun or like the light of the candle or a light bulb. It's a light of love, of connection, of warmth. It's a light of life.
Kiev Echad.
Да, дорогой Раф, и когда вот мы чувствуем, что этот свет ушел, как вы объяснили, там в десятке, да, например, он приходит, уходит, то
причина... And when we feel this light has been purified, like you explained, that it comes and disappears, so the cause and effect of the disappearance and so on, this is all coming from and so
forth.
Only the Creator plans all those changes, and we therefore need to... Except the arrival of the light and the departure of the light is for our own good. And there should not be any difference between the presence of light or the absence of light. Rather, the important thing is to try and be cleaved to the source of the light above those states and the Creator.
Tel Aviv 2.
Darab. אפשר להגיד שזה כמו שדיברנו מקודם.
Thank you, Rav. Can we say it's like we said before, that in this world the light is restricted, therefore we feel more details, more of the individuals?
כן? כן?
Yeah.
אז איך זה עובד בעשירייה?
תנסה ותנסה.
So how does it work in the 10?
Try and see.
עמית.
טור ב'. בדף סמך וב, טור ב', אות נון ד'. ולכאורה...
We will go to item 54 now. There seems to be a question here. Since the restriction occurred primarily in phase 4, it became evident that Prina is unworthy of receiving the light. However, it became evident that the three preceding Prinot that were not restricted are worthy of receiving the light. Thus, we have a distinction of above and below, and importance of one over the other. In other words, Prina Dalet is lower than the first three Prinot. Headline, the Tzimtzum was not because of the wanting of Prina Dalet, but solely for the purpose of embellishment. Item 55. The thing is that the Tzimtzum of the light in Prina Dalet did not occur because of her inferiority, for we are still dealing with Malchut of Ein Sof. whose name was Bchina Dalet, who is regarded as the light of Ein Sof itself. Thus, how can we even think that the Tzimtzum occurred due to the inferiority of Bchina Dalet? Indeed, the Tzimtzum did not occur because of the inferiority of Bchina Dalet. Rather, it occurred only as an embellishment. It means that this Malchut wanted to reach adhesion with the highest possible, to cleave to the emanator completely, being the matter of the equivalence of form with the emanator. Thus, Bchina Dalet did not lose her merit after the Tzimtzum as well.
I don't see any questions. Okay. If there's nothing, we'll continue. And those are things you can understand. There's nothing. But I recommend that you talk about it later. Just as we discussed in the beginning of the lesson, thus far, all the states we've learned about, we should also have a workshop on it. PT6.
Rav,
on the one hand, embellishment sounds like something small, insignificant, but maybe it's the most fundamental thing that happened in Bchina Dalet, this issue of the Tzimtzum.
The kishut, the decoration, adornment, is called this way because from the perspective of the Creator, there's no necessity for it. Because you will receive from Him regardless, He's organizing you from the outset, all the qualities, desires, thoughts, reactions. He's doing all of it to you. And you know that, ultimately. You discover that there's none else besides Him. He's doing everything. So how does it help you if you're putting in some effort? It's not even your effort. That's why it's called the work of the Creator, what we're doing. So if that's the case, what is our work? Adornment. Why? Because I nevertheless want to resemble the Creator, even though I ascribe all of it to Him. I ascribe it to Him. All the forces, all the questions, all the means, all those parameters, all the data, it all belongs to Him. It's all His. Both the evil force and the good force and the game between these forces and how He is above everything. He arranged everything for me and I'm in them like a small baby being confused and doesn't know what to do and he's afraid and he cries and laughs. Everything the Creator did to me. Why? What for? For that adornment. So I will think that I am in His place. So I would imagine to myself in my little game that I am like Him. Then what is the question? What is He doing with that? Why is He twisting me like a little child in my mind and my emotions? Because thanks to this game, I begin to feel, understand, to attain Him. Him. Now there's nothing real in all these actions, except for one thing, the result. By that, I begin to feel, to understand that there is above me an upper force, and that He does everything so I would feel and understand Him, attain Him. So for the sake of that, it was worthwhile for Him to create everything and take us through this process. And that's why we say it was all worth it. Although there's nothing real about it except for the result. I add to the degree of the beast the recognition of the Creator, which is called the human part in me, Adam, because he resembles the Creator. And I don't know the Creator. I build the Creator in me. This is the godly part in me, and what's actually on the outside of me, I don't know, I will never know. Rather, in order for us to want and to construct inside of us that part called the soul, in which we reveal the Creator, our root, to a small extent, that you're capable of revealing Him, attaining Him, because outside of us you can't attain anything. We don't know what's outside of us. Rather, by acting in this way, we connect, we bestow to one another, we build inside of us such a quality in which we reveal the reality that's above us, which is giving, love, connection. And then we discover that, yeah, this reality was what created us, what arranged everything for us, and all of it so we could become like it and exist in such a state. That's it.
כל הרוחניות לא הייתה מתקדמת לאיפה שהיא מתקדמת בלי הקישוט הזה, אבל
נכון. All of spirituality would not move forward to where it does without this embellishment, right? It's necessary.
Adornment, embellishment, it's something we don't understand, but that's how it's called, because there's nothing necessary in it on the one hand. On the other hand, it's a means by which the created being, who is nothing, is all of it is zero, but when it comes, thanks to this embellishment, to resemble the Creator, the upper force, and then is considered existing as some sort of a copy of the Creator that exists inside the will to receive. This double image from the Creator, this kind of form, and it's called the man, Adam.
French.
כתוב שגימל בחינות ראשונות ראויים לקבל אור.
It says that the first three בחינות are worthy of receiving light, and the fourth phase is not. The first three בחינות are ketech chokhmah bina. We're not talking about zranpin. Is zranpin worthy or not, or it's included in the first three בחינות?
יש רצון לקבל.
Zranpin is also a will to receive, but not inside of it. But it's what bina births in him. That's why we don't relate to Zerampin as a reality in and of itself. Although it's considered, counted, but only as a preparation for the building of the Malchut.
PT 22.
Rav, we know that Bchina Dalet is comprised of the previous Bchinot as well. So the restriction is over all of these Bchinot or only Daled in Daled?
The restriction was on the fourth phase in the fourth phase.
Rav, вот вы говорите то, что иди и делай в группе. Почему это я...
Rav, you talk about how we have to go and work in the group. For some reason, I can't do that well enough.
You're not connected enough to the group, if you even have one. Consequently, you cannot advance.
Николаев, Сочи.
Можно так сказать, что получается каждая стадия отличается тем, что больше и больше
раскрывается. Can we say that each bchina is separate in that the will to receive goes and appears more and more? And here it says that the malchut wanted the degree of dvekut in the highest level, but ultimately this demand comes from the keter, right? It was something that was predetermined.
Correct. Rehovot.
Да-да. Who initiates the restriction in the first three phases above the fourth phase?
There's no restriction there. Incorrect question.
No.
Can I also ask, Rav? Basically, so what's tying us to our yearning is equivalence of form?
No, what pushes us towards equivalence of form is the disparity of form that we discover. Then we perform a restriction and we look for ways by which to equalize our form. Kiev 1.
То, что мы говорим, что свет можно, ну, свет приходит только в три первые стадии, а четвертая у нас как бы под сокращением.
We talk about how the light enters the fourth phases, and the fourth phase is under the restriction. How do you nevertheless use it in the right way?
The fourth phase is our desire. Before that desire, all of the discernments, the phases are, they're discernments, impressions, they're not a desire. Consequently, we always work from the fourth phase. We always have to scrutinize, what do I want? Check the desire, aim it correctly, connect it correctly, and then act. Our work, all of our work is in the fourth phase.
But after I clarify what I want, I need to restrict the desire and integrate with the friends. What's the difference?
Of course, even before that, you cannot scrutinize the fourth phase unless you're connected with the upper nine. Again, look at what the Rabash is writing about work in the group. You don't understand what's hidden in there. What do we do, Amit?
56?
56, okay, or maybe we should go to something else. What do they want?
Whatever you want, Rav.
Let's continue a bit more.
So we will continue in item 56. The headline is, the Hamshacha of the Kav began in Prina Daled. That is why there had to be a detaining force on Prina Daled so that the light would not permeate her. Item 56. Now we will explain about the Masach that was placed over Prina Daled, being Malchut, when the world of Tzimtzum, meaning Malchut of Ein Sof, was clothed there. It is known that every degree begins with the Malchut of the Upper One that becomes her substance. When this restricted Malchut drew the Upper Light over the first three Prinot once more, this Hamshacha was necessarily done by the yearning in Prinat Daled in her. That is, the first three prinot are not vessels of reception and the hamshacha whatsoever. Thus, it was necessary for her to draw the light into all four prinot, even to her prinat daled. However, in order to prevent the light from reaching prinat daled, she had to add a new force so as to detain the light from reaching prinat daled.
Shilot.
Questions? I'll read it again.
Once again, item Sif 56. Now we will explain about the Masach that was placed over Prina Daled, being Malchut, when the world of Tzimtzum, meaning Malchut of Ein Sof, was clothed there. It is known that every degree begins with the Malchut of the Upper One that becomes her substance. See item 27. When this restricted Malchut drew the upper light over the first three Bchinot once more, this Hamshacha was necessarily done by the yearning in Bchinat Dalet in her. That is, because the first three Bchinot are not vessels of reception and Hamshacha whatsoever. Thus, it was necessary for her to draw the light into all four Bchinot, even to her Bchinat Dalet. However, in order to prevent the light from reaching Bchinat Dalet, she had to add a new force so as to detain the light from reaching Bchinat Dalet.
Okay. Meaning after the force of restriction worked in the fourth phase, there's a different attitude towards the extension drawing of the light, where you draw it only on the three phases before the fourth phase and not on the fourth phase, Nirk 4.
Does it mean that Bchinat Dalet pulls the light through Aleph, Bet, and Gimel, and then before she pulls it through Dalet, she puts a screen on? So she pulls it through Aleph, Bet, Gimel without a screen, and then she pulls it through Dalet with a screen?
The desires and the root for a second and third phases are desires not to receive. You don't have the desire to receive in them. The fourth phase is where we find the desire to receive for itself. That's why there we have the restriction, and in the three preceding Bchinot phases, there is no restriction. So the fourth phase... So the three phases carry out the desire of the upper one, but the fourth phase cannot do it, because whatever it will do will be against the will of the upper one. So there are two forces in the fourth phase. On the one hand, a great force of attraction, desire to enjoy, on the one hand. On the other hand, there's an opposite force there. Force of, I don't want to receive it, I reject it, I restrict myself. So there's a drawing and an extension of the light in the previous three phases and a restriction in the fourth one.
Why does she need to pull the light through Aleph, Bet, Gimel? Why is that her responsibility?
The will to receive, that works on the entire vessel. Except on part of the vessel, there's also restriction. With the light... the vessel, I'm sorry, does not want to receive there. But thus far, it's willing to allow the light to expand.
Mach 4.
Is it correct to say that the masach, intention, and embellishment are the same thing, or?
Maybe you said the right things, but I can't hear you with such a microphone. You got it? So, if you want to ask, try to speak to a normal working microphone. It's not good. You're holding it close to your mouth. It's hard to understand. PT 31.
I hope you can hear me well. In this action of Bchinat Dalet, when she detains in this calculation, what leads her to detain? What's the calculation?
In equivalence or disparity of form. Or you can also say that it discovers the difference between her and the Creator, and that difference repels her from receiving, like the guest and the host. Let's read a few more items and things will become clearer.
Headline, the detaining force that was placed on Bchina Dalet is called Masach. Item 57. This new force that she added is called Masach. This Masach is the fundamental factor in the Hamshacha of the light of the Kav over the three Pchinot. It is so because the Tzimtzum she performed, meaning the removal of her desire from receiving, in Bchina Dalet was enough only to remove the upper light from her. However, afterwards she drew the light once more and was forced to reawaken her Bchina Dalet in order to draw that new Hamshacha. Thus, if she had not made that new force towards the Hitpashtut of light, the light would reach Bchina Dalet once again. Thus, the primary element in the Hamshacha of the light of the Kav on the three Bchinot is the force of the Masach exclusively, which he has made once more with regards to the light. You must understand these two Bchinot thoroughly, namely the Tzimtzum and the Masach, for they are the foundations for the rest in this entire wisdom. The Tzimtzum was mindful. The Masach that pushes the O by power of authority was not mindful. Item 58. You must understand the difference between the Tzimtzum that Malchut of Ensof performed, being the departure from the great will to receive due to her desire and choice to equalize with the emanator, and the Masach, which is the detaining force and the authority and the compelling force that prevents the light from reaching Bchina Dalet. The reason for item 59, the reason for it is that although both the Tzimtzum and the Masach were performed by the Malchut of Ein Sof, you already know that when a spiritual entity acquires a new additional form, it is then regarded as two spiritual entities and two Bchinot that are as far apart from one another as the measure of their disparity of form. Just as the corporeal objects become separated from one another by an X and are distanced from each other by space and area, so are the spirituals discriminated from each other by the renewal of the form. Their distance from each other is as is the measure disparity between each and every form, whether more or less. Headline, the Masach is a result of the restricted Malchut. A desire in the upper one is a force in the lower one. Item 60. Thus, after the above Malchut performed a Hamshacha on the light of the Kav over three Bchinot, this Hamshacha is regarded as a new form added to the form of Tzimtzum. Thus, there are now two Bchinot in the above Malchut. One, the restricted Malchut being the first form that was made in Malchut of Ein Sof, which now adopted the new form called the restricted Malchut. Later, when this Malchut performed a Hamshacha on the light of the three Bchinot, a new Tzura form was born and emerged. It was called a Masach, preventing the light from appearing in Bchina Dalet. It is known that every desire in the upper one becomes an authority in the branch that extends from it. The Masach is a branch, an upshot of the restricted Malchut. Hence, the Malchut restricted herself voluntarily and knowingly without any control by her upper one. However, the consequence that extends from her, namely the Masach, is already completely controlled by the Tzimtzum, since it is a second degree in the world of Tzimtzum.
First, the restriction, and then as a result, the screen, and there cannot be a screen without a preceding restriction, so both of them are seemingly working together. And in this way we get to 10 Sfirot. Malchut is corrected with the restriction and the screen, and from this moment on it begins to relate to the Creator as a guest to a host.
It
was in a state where he's against the a host, meaning he can choose to receive or not to receive in his free choice. French.
Début du point 60, il écrit ainsi après que Malchut a exécuté une Amshacha sur hors de cave sur les trois Beinot. Je voudrais savoir qu'est-ce que vient faire hors de la cave à ce moment-là. Comment ça se fait que la cave est présente ici?
מה זה שהקו נמצא בהמשכת האור?
שמלכות דין סוף.
What does it mean that the cov is in the המשכה of the light?
When Malchut of and Sof does not want to receive, it performs a restriction on itself. Then makes a calculation. How much can I receive from the host in order to delight him? Because to remain disconnected from the host is not good. I prefer my state, my will to receive in the host's desire. No. So let's make an agreement. The host wants me to receive. Although I want to receive, I perform a restriction. But I also want to bestow to the host, so he can receive from me. So how can I do it in such a way that I follow the host's desire to receive? And together with that, I employ my desire to return to the host, to give him. What do? I use the host's desire to bestow, which is his deficiency. The Creator has an infinite deficiency to bestow to the infinite Malchut, Malchut of Ein Sof. Hence the Creator suffers that he cannot give. Mother has, God forbid, a sick baby and he doesn't want to eat. How tormented she is because she can't feed him. So the Creator suffers greatly. This is called the sorrow of Shechina, divinity. And we make a calculation for what can we do in order to not think of our own self-worth, but to actually do a favor to the host. So I don't care if I've done restrictions and I moved away and I feel shame. I don't care about it. Rather, I want to do something for the host. My desire to bestow to the Creator, because He wants me to enjoy. He suffers if I don't receive from him. This desire includes all my previous calculations. Hence, if I receive anything now, I feel how much pleasure I'm giving him, I'm delighting him, I feel him by receiving from him. That's why the essence of this reception of mine now is not reception. I'm giving. I'm not receiving. A man is where his thoughts are. My thoughts, all of my thoughts are in him. I want to delight him. Otherwise he suffers because he can't give me. That's a calculation Malchut does after the restriction and the installation of the screen. That's why its entire reception, when it receives from the Creator, it's not a reception, it's bestowal. And its state becomes honorable. She is giving to the Creator. She returns it to Him. She delights Him. And this is the essence of her action.
New York free.
Does Malchut move from wanting to have the same status as the Creator to wanting to give the Creator contentment? How does that change occur?
All the calculations take place inside of Malchut. That's why first it has a feeling that it wants to receive. When it receives according to her feeling and fills itself, then it feels how her feeling separates her from the Creator, because she's opposite Him. That awakens in her the feeling of shame. Then it performs a restriction, then makes a calculation. What can I do if I'm restricted? I cannot give contentment to the Creator, and then He suffers. So I make Him suffer. He wants to give me all the fulfillments, all the feelings, and I leave Him in this great torment according to the size of the Creator versus the creature. That's what it feels like. Malchut is included of the Creator's deficiency to give her. She's integrated in that. Then she cannot resist it. How could I not feel Him if He suffers so much? Meaning it begins to acquire spiritual vessels, great additional vessels on top of what she had, and she begins to work from those vessels. Meaning all the actions of Malchut after the restriction, the screen, and the reflected light are acts of bestowal. She bestows to the Creator. She opens up her mouth to receive from the Creator in order to give Him contentment. Like a child, like a baby that opens up his mouth only because he wants to delight his mother. And he feels her pleasure. And accordingly, he opens his mouth according to the feeling of his mother's pleasure. And that's what determines the process. In the spiritual process, we only consider the pleasure we can cause the Creator. And our pleasure is in that. How much I can be integrated in the pleasure that I cause the Creator. And by myself, no. If I'm included in the pleasure that I cause the Creator, it means that I'm in faith above reason. I feel Bina with the light of Chokhmah, the light of Absag. By myself, I cannot fill myself because it will be entirely opposite of my decision to delight the Creator. This is the place of all the calculations. If we speak about it more and yearn for it more in the ten, it's certain we'll be impressed from all of it. It will work in us, will obligate us to advance.
Николай в Сочи.
В пятом пункте сказано, что несмотря на то, что Малхут сократила себя согласно собственному желанию.
It is written in item 5 that even though Malchut restricted herself according to her desire and decision, it was first control of the upper one. How does it happen that she came out of the exit of the rule of the upper one?
The will to receive Malchut discovered in her is not did not come from above. It was revealed from below after extending the light, the upper light, and the upper light filled her will to receive that she received from above. And then in that will to receive, she started to feel that she's the receiver. The meeting of the upper light with the desire raised the desire to the degree of recognizing who is the receiver.
Свыше, то есть он не управляется с кетера.
It's not a planned process from above?
No. There's no such thing that it wasn't planned from above. Everything is planned and managed from above down to the last detail. There's nothing that can happen anywhere in creation that wasn't pre-planned. Not in some form, rather in advance, that is not planned from above, from within the purpose of creation.
Why then did it say without any rule of the upper one?
That too is also pre-planned. Malchut feeling herself, the desire to receive in order to receive was hers. That desire was hers. And that's what separates her from all other discernments.
Со стороны Малхут, оно думает, что это ее желание и никак не связано с Высшим уже.
So the Malchut thinks it's her own desire that has nothing to do with the upper one.
It's truly a desire that's in Malchut, and it is not connected to the upper one. However, that's how it was set up from the upper one to happen, because there's no will to receive in the Creator.
Almata.
Clear, Almata.
Спасибо, Раф. Рафа, можно вопрос в общем от ТЭС?
Да.
Вот, thank you, Raf. Can I ask a general question about TES? If the Rabash talks about how to properly behave with the friends in the ten, then you build it from within. You feel that it influences your inner scrutinies.
Right, of course it's true. Studying these parts of this, especially part 2, also part 3, part 4, you could say, the first 4 parts in the study of the Sefirot, you can learn them in each and every state. Even a person still doesn't feel spirituality. From part 5 and onward, there is a problem. Where if we're not in spirituality, we end up learning those parts schematically. And it's not good. Learn it like physics, chemistry, something. Some science. And not like something that's happening, taking place inside of us. The wisdom of Kabbalah is learned in a person who feels the discernments, and together with the reading in the books, he feels where it's taking place inside of him. And he changes qualities in him, and according to the book, he sees what needs to be in him. It's like a guide for the internality of a person. Understand? But if we can't perform these inner actions inside of us, and we only read in the book, and the benefit from that is minimal. We need to learn because there is a reforming light in it. But people then, they learn it just learn it because it's written to, it says to learn. And I learn because it's written there, and I'm not trying because I don't have with what to change myself according to the book. I mean, the book does not become a guide, a manual, because Torah is a word from the word hora, instruction.
And
these are not instructions if I can't depict it for myself. So restriction, screen, reflected light, we can depict some of those to ourselves. I consider myself and not the friend or the creator that I perform a restriction. I feel shame from the host. I receive a little bit from the host in order to do a favor to the host. We can do those things. Because we're brought into them also in our life. But more than that, we have to quickly attain spirituality in order to participate in the other parts of this. It won't be able to guide us because we won't have the desires, the thoughts, the intentions, the actions, spiritual actions that are suitable for the next parts. We need to connect between us and the Creator as quickly as possible, so it would give us discernment on various connections between us. Since this is what's happening in the 10 sefirot, 10 desires, the connections between us, these kind of connections and those kind of connections, that's what we need to discover. Now let's hope we'll succeed, and quickly. Okay.
עכשיו מה שאנחנו צריכים.
Now what we need. Baltic one.
Ну, фактически то, что вы сейчас рассказали, как нам, как десятки, сегодня наполнит Малхут.
What you just said, how as a ten we can fulfill Malchut today?
You should talk about it. Talk about it. Start thinking this way or that way, even when you talk incorrectly. Those are scrutinies. Nevertheless, it's written, there's no righteous person in the land who did good before sinning first. If you do not sin, do not fail, do not do any nonsense, and you can not come to the correct discernment, since each one of those is built after many searches and the examination of incorrect discernments. So you should go through as many scrutinies as possible between you.
בסדר, יש לנו משהו צפון, לא צפון.
Okay. North, no, PT-100, what is that?
שלום רב. אם אני מבין נכון, רציתי לשאול. יש קורא לי...
Rob, if I understand correctly, an event happens to you in life or in the group, and before I operate, I make a restriction, and then I examine whether it's for my own desire or godly desire, and if it's I understand what godly desire, and I understand that kind of desire is much better than my own desire, if I understood it correctly.
You'll understand it correctly if you replace the Creator with the Ten. Either your desire or the Ten's desire. That's what you need to discern and to do. The Ten's desire and only that. Okay, we're coming close to a state where Info, Neve, I guess, he wants to speak.
טוב, אז שלום לכולם, בוקר טוב. קודם כל אנחנו בהודעה מאוד מאוד גדולה על השיעור המאוד מיוחד הזה. מה שהצוות שנמצא...
Okay, first of all, we are in great gratitude for this lesson. And the team here are representatives of the global content team that prepared the content for the Congress that we'll have 2 weeks from now, 11th and 12th of December. What we want to do in the coming few moments... We want to present the lesson content we'll have during this Congress. So we'll have four lessons, a lesson on Friday morning, Friday afternoon, evening, Saturday morning, and Saturday afternoon. So we're going to go through the flow of the content. We're going to start by saying that the construction of the content of all the lessons in the Congress, it was built according to Rav's advice. At the end of every lesson, we're going to gather for a prayer. You'll be able to feel that throughout the flow of the content, but that's a general idea that guided the team in building the content. So let's see the slide. We're starting with the first slide, Friday morning. Topic is not even a single thought for myself. We wish to bestow to the Creator, which means not to receive. So who do we want to bestow to? We want to bestow with our attitude towards the ten, the attributes of the Creator, or the attributes of love. Just as the Creator is not thinking of himself, we also don't want to think of ourselves, but only of the ten. When we begin to perform these actions, we come to what we heard a few days ago, the feeling of the boundary. What does it mean? We feel that we cannot rise above our ego and love the friends like the Creator. And that thing leads us to a prayer. And that's how we end the first lesson. We go to the second lesson. We call the second lesson, the darkness will shine as light. Meaning after we wanted to not have a thought for ourselves, we begin to understand that the ego that separates us comes from the Creator, so we can work above it. Then we don't ask to annul the disturbances, but rather the strength to rise above them. As a result of this yearning, we sense darkness in our will to receive, and joy in our will to bestow, and agree to remain this way. The work above the disturbances is realized where? In the ten, because the Creator is behind the friends. We come to a state called love, covers all crimes. The crimes that are revealed relative to the friends are only necessary in order to reveal love, and love will cover the crimes. From this state, again, we understand that we have no power to cover the crimes with love, and we turn to the Creator again, so he will give us the strength to cover all these crimes with this blanket of love. And that's the end of the second lesson. What we'll have on the schedule after the second lesson, we'll have a social activity, a certain gathering of friends, just to connect all the things together. Saturday morning, lesson number 3, we called it, You Have Made Me, Building the Greatness of the Creator Together. In a sense, after trying to cover the crimes with love, we discover we don't have the strength for it. And what is the fuel for rising above all the crimes? That's the greatness of the Creator. The greatness of the Creator and the quality of bestowal. We don't want the Creator to reveal his greatness, because then we'll be receivers. Rather, we want to work from within the concealment. We want to bestow to the Creator because of his greatness. How will I receive the greatness of the Creator? Through the friends. In order to receive this greatness from the friends, I need to see them as great. I need to begin to allow myself towards them, and the light will begin to shine through them. In the connection between us, the mutual guarantee, the prayer of many, we help each other feel the greatness of the Creator. And again, this lesson also ends with that prayer of many, where it's clear to us that we can receive anything from the Creator only if we connect together. We're going to the last lesson, which we called Make His Will Your Will, in order that He will make Your Will as His. Meaning the minute we receive that greatness of the Creator, we want to correctly use it in order to bestow to Him, and not to receive it inside our will to receive it. The Creator's desire is to be revealed to the Creator, created beings, to humanity. We understand that our role is to connect together and be a pipeline between the Creator and humanity. When we feel the importance for the correction of the world, we can begin to talk only then about dissemination. All the great Kabbalists worked on dissemination. There are examples. And again, we end here with a prayer. We ask the prayer, the Creator, to make our will as His. This was the flow of the content, as I said. It was built by a very wide team from all over the world. Rav, we wanted to ask if you have any questions about the flow. Seems okay to you? How do you feel it?
If the friends are putting it together, I have no problem. I'm included in that. I welcome it with love, and I'm going to try to do whatever I can on my part based on what you plan. I have no greater pleasure than you determining what you want, but truly all of you doing it together, and then I can also maybe participate and even fulfill what you want with love.
Hello, I want to present the process of scrutiny that we went through in preparation for the Congress and end with a question to Rav. So after the... We've talked about the content, we talked about preparation. We used to have big preparations because Congresses were physical. Now, Congress seems like a morning lesson. We gather in our tent. On the outside, everything looks the same, but we want this Congress to be 1,000 times greater than the morning lesson. Entering the faith above reason, we want this to be a huge congress, a world congress. But our life, from day to day, we prepare in the tent, we carry out what we learn in the morning lesson, we prepare for the next lesson. So if we come to the congress in this way, we'll have another lesson. And we understand, we want to receive more strength, more importance to do these actions. And that's a result of preparation. So here we had a question. About preparation. Is there something in the Kabbalistic text about Kabbalists who prepared in advance for great actions? And we received the answer that they couldn't find anything. And this is our question. What is this, the addition, the inner addition to our daily work in the ten as preparation for that action we have to do in the Congress? What is that extra effort we have to do, not for the lesson tomorrow, but for something that we'll have a month from now or 2 weeks from now? That's our question.
We don't have something to look for in terms of an example from previous Kabbalists, previous generations, because they were never in such states. We are in the last generation. We're in a new time, and therefore the congresses, these connections, the connection we have today, that where what we had today, a few thousand people, is that not a congress? It's a congress. So what do you think we're going to have? Only on Galaxy today we had 1,300, 1,400 connections. That's besides all kinds of people who are with us on in different circles, and we estimate that to be from 4,000 to 6,000 people, maybe even more depending on the day. So I don't think that our Congress is much different than an ordinary day, except that it all depends on preparation. It all depends on us. It all depends on how much we want to really hit that spot of connection. so that we really advance to it. It all depends on the planning before the Congress. How are we going to advance? How are we going to prepare ourselves? So that I'm not going to a theater show, that I'm gonna see some theater act. Rather, I myself have to take part in this act. I have to connect with everyone. We all have to feel that we are coming to something. The Congress is an action. It's an action of connection between all of us, me and all of us. We're all expecting it. We're all anticipating it. We're all coming to it in order to design our kli, establish our kli in a way that will finally our connection with between us and the Creator will be revealed there. The connection between us is the kli. What fulfills the kli is the Creator, and we will discover Him that way. And this is the essence of our preparation and our connection and this action of the Congress, the connection between us and the Creator in practice. And I think we're advancing towards this very well, day by day. So let's try to do this in a way that everyone feels it, that everyone, of course, according to their level of participation. But ultimately, everyone can discover that the Creator already dwells between us, between all of us, that it's not someone here, someone there, but there is a mass. There's a mass that is like some dough where we can feel our movements, our connections, as well as the upper force that becomes more and more and more apparent, binding us, connecting us, and fulfilling us, and beginning to fulfill our mind, our heart, our emotions, so that we begin to also attain through our connection what that integral connection is really is, which is the Creator. That's how it will appear. I am very hopeful, and I have great hopes towards this Congress that is imminent.
Yeah, thank you, Ralph, for this emotional description. We also want to tell people about the schedule. Before that, I want to say the name of the Congress is Uniting Above Reason. That's what the World Kli voted for. Let's go over the Congress schedule. As we can see, lesson preparation is going to be a longer, deeper preparation. It's going to start at 2:30 until 3 a.m. Israel time. It's going to be led by the 10th from North America, then a lesson from 3 to 6, then a break where we will rest. Half of the world is asleep at that time. We will gather again at 4 p.m. for lesson preparation, half an hour preparation, prepared by the World Kli, the Israeli Kli. Then lesson on Friday, 3:30 to 6 p.m., 2.5 hour lesson that will prepare us. The Shabbat, and a break, 6 to 6:30, and a unity evening. Unity evening here in the Arvut system. This will be prepared by the Russian Kli. So you can just imagine the gathering of friends, a powerful unity event from 6:30 to 7:15 on here on the Arvut system Friday evening. Of course, everything with live songs and a band and all the joy of a Congress. Let's go to Saturday. See that the schedule starts at 2:30 with preparation from the groups of South America, followed by a lesson from 3 to 6. But and a friends gathering 6 to 6:30 and at 2:30. I'm sorry, sorry, come back. Right after the I'm sorry, there's a friends gathering 6 to 6:30. Right after the lesson. Sort of a special lesson summary that includes a prayer of many good things that were prepared by the groups of the European clique. And then we go out to a break and we meet again at 2:30 p.m. on Saturday until 3. Lesson preparation by the groups of Asia, Africa, and Turkey. And we'll enter the lesson, the final lesson of the Congress from 3 to 5:30. And a short break, 5:30 till 6. And at 6 p.m., moving unity event, closing event, from 6 to 6:45, that will be prepared by the tens of Petah Tikva. So we're looking forward to a warm, powerful, practical Congress. Let's prepare ourselves. Simply arise and unite above reason.
Shai.
The schedule for today, we're going on a break, and we're going to be back here at 2:45 p.m. for lesson preparation. 3 to 4, men lesson, 4 to 5, women lesson, 5 to 5:45, the women world gathering, and at 7 p.m., the young Congress, the youth Congress.
Para el hombre seguir solo, si somos dos seguro habrá consuelo. Dos instrumentos tocando en armonía, cantando juntos esta sinfonía. La primavera tornándose en verano, la mariposa, la luz rauda volado. Y como el hombre que a casa ha regresado, unos con otros nos hemos conectado. Yala, yala, hermanos, despierten de una vez. Vengan, vengan, vengan los aplausos. Yala, yala, hermanos, unidos de una vez. Nuestra alegría al cielo alcanzará. Yala, yala, hermanos, despierten de una vez. Pichones quiere alimentar. El mar y el horizonte se han fundido. Así yo con mi hermano me de allá. Yala, yala, hermanos, despierten de una vez. Vengan, vengan, vengan los aplausos. Yala, yala, hermanos, unidos de una vez. Nuestra alegría al cielo alcanzará. Nuestra alegría al cielo alcanzará. Yala, yala, hermanos, despierten de una vez. Vengan, vengan, vengan los aplausos. Yala, yala, hermanos, unidos de una vez. Nuestra